You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I got all sorts of news for nerd stuff. Let me sprinkle a few in. SpaceX, after having a latest launch delayed, actually did lift off this morning. Just, what was it, like 3 hours ago?
Successful?
Successful launch. Everything good. You got four astronauts on the way to the International Space Station.
So cool.
Cool launch. And I especially like the launches when it's dark, you know? Because it lights up the sky, the night sky.
Did they land the rockets back down, too? Is that one of these?
Yeah.
Everything went well.
SpaceX also signed this giant multi-billion-dollar contract with NASA to use their Starship rocket as the next lunar lander. And what they're hoping to do is land a woman on the moon by 2024. That's not very far away.
At all.
So we could have our next lunar landing within the next three or so years.
I hope they build a little base up there, and that'd be so cool.
Yeah, we need it. We need it.
You could vacation on the moon. How neat.
Start mining stuff up there.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stories out today. I put these in the Mindbender Club mailer today because I like to include a little news for nerd stuff on Fridays in the mailer. There's several stories about Tyrannosaurus Rex. They think there were 2.5 billion of them on the planet. Whoa. 2.5 billion, but not all at the same time. That's over their span that they lived on Earth. And the funny story about T-Rex, there's a new team that came out of Amsterdam that said T-Rexes actually walked pretty slow. You know, we like that Jurassic Park scene, you
running
know, where
after the
T-Rex
the
is running. They said if you had a pet T-Rex today, you could actually take it for a walk because they only moved at about 2.9 miles per hour.
That was like that one person that used to work here that we called the Hopeless Walker. Every time you get behind him, it was like, dum, 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 dum.
I forgot all about that.
God forbid you get stuck behind him on the stairs during a fire drill.
Oh, dum, yes, dum, I forgot. Dum, that's dum, hilarious.
Dum, dum.
Anyway, there's that. And then the last thing I've got is we finally found something whiter than Jeremy Padgett's legs.
Solid burn!
Researchers at Purdue University have created the whitest white paint
ever. I love this. I love it.
They say what it does is it reflects something like 98.1% of light. It kind of is the exact opposite of the blackest black that they came up with, which is called Vanta Black.
Mm-hmm.
That absorbs 99.9% of visible light.
This is
so it's
pretty
the blackest black you can get, just about.
The whitest white is pretty darn cool. I was reading about this because they want to cover like rooftops and buildings and this stuff, and it reflects the sunlight to a point where you're not even going to need air conditioning.
Yeah,
it'll keep it that cool.
It will really cool down buildings.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that neat?
So that's the whole idea, is they coat the outside of buildings, and it is reflecting this light. But they have to do it in a way that it doesn't jack up other parts of, you know, our ecology or climate or whatever, but they love the idea for how it could make buildings cooler in the summer.
It's really neat technology, all from paint.
The previous record was 95.5% reflection. This is 98.1%.
They blew that one out of the water.
They crushed it. What else is trending?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I got to mention the P word. Oh, I hate doing this.
Say it.
You know, a lot of words are banned in houses, like stupid and shut up and... I think we might eventually need to ban the word picnic on this show because we hate it so much. But it is National Picnic Day. And in this survey, it says 94% of Americans say that they like picnics.
It's a lie.
That's the biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
It's a total lie, buddy.
Picnics are the worst thing ever, and we've talked about this 100 times. Not a chance. Almost 100% of us love picnics. It says 1% hate them in this story. 1%?
It's also wrong.
We need to flip-flop these numbers.
Here's what I would say. I would believe that a majority of people like the idea of a picnic.
Well, that seems romantic, right?
And fun. I mean, sure. It sounds good. The implementation is never good.
Ever. Even if you're with a significant other, and even more so if you're trying to take your kids out to the park and have a picnic. What a nightmare that is. There's grass in everybody's sandwiches.
Even going to the like picnic tables at parks.
Oh, gross.
Even that is a... But
they're all
if you're
gross.
Talking about putting a blanket on the ground.
Oh, God.
Count me out. CMO, count me out.
Picnics are stupid. speaking of eating, it is Denver Restaurant Week. It kicks off today.
Oh.
So if you want to get out there and support some local restaurants, you know, help them get through the tough times. They're doing the whole pricing options. You can do like 25, 35, 45 for different multi-course dinners. Patio options are available. To-go options are available. So just a great time to kind of get back out there if you want and support some of our local restaurants. So high five to that. A new study found working from home does make you more productive. A study is finding that the American economy is seeing a 5% boost in productivity from all the remote working. We like it, right?
I have questions.
Uh-oh. What?
I'm not denying it. I just have questions. How exactly do they formulate and calculate productivity?
I don't know. I guess if they are just cataloging
like
a task and seeing how quickly somebody's getting the task done.
Maybe.
Correctly.
Is that the only, I mean, I don't know.
I would think so.
I'm curious how we calculate productivity because they almost sound like the kind of numbers that can be fudged
maybe.
Any direction you want.
I guess if you're at a place where you are designated a project to get done and maybe you are coming in early, under budget, or, you know, right on time instead of going over, like maybe most of the time you would be, that they're saying, wow, you're actually getting a lot more done. I know Nick Nack has been working from home, and she gets 1,000% more done at home
than
she does at the office.
Like I said,
you're
I'm not
being
denying
interrupted.
The stats. I'm just curious how they come up with them. Like 5%. How do they figure that?
I don't know. This could be complete garbage. I have no idea.
I
do love this story. We briefly touched on this the other day, talking about my buddy who lives in Hawaii. He owns a second home out in Hawaii because, you know, he's an ass. There aren't enough rental cars out there, so tourists now are having to rent U-Hauls to drive around on the islands. They're driving around in big moving vehicles because there's not enough cars. So my buddy who has the house out there, the last time he was there, he actually bought a car. And he's like, I bought a car and I'm putting it on one of those rental apps. He's like, and it's getting paid for by tourists that come in and they rent the car from him, pay him for the week or two that they're out there. He's like, and that covers like 3 months of car payments for me. He's like, I'm getting my car paid for because there's just no vehicles out there. I was like, oh, you're a smart guy.
It's pretty interesting.
Here's a feel-good story of the day. This dude in Illinois paid tribute to his late father by putting some of his dad's ashes into a bowling ball. 39-year-old John Hinkle. He says his dad introduced him to bowling when he was young. His dad passed away in 2016. He has the ashes. He put them in the thumb hole of the ball somehow. Got them glued in there or something. I'm not sure the process behind that. But right after he did that, he just bowled a 300 game using that ball. And if you read the story, he's like, his dad had like 298, 299, never had the perfect game.
Oh, wow.
But as soon as he bowled the ball with the ashes, he got a 300 game. So it's kind of
that's a
feel-good story. It's on our Facebook if you want to check it out.
I know this is not a 300, but the 10th anniversary of my best game of bowling ever. And I know this because I wrote a really... I wrote a piece about it when it happened, and it got a ton of reaction from people because the piece was called Two Pins from Perfect.
Oh, man.
And the whole question of it was, do you know you'll never equal something like that again? So do you go back out or do you just say, is it like a mic drop?
You're it's like, close enough.
Like, I'm done. I was two pins from perfect. So do I ever try to beat that?
Probably
and I
not.
I just came up a couple months ago. I saw the article. I was like, oh my God, that's going to be the 10th anniversary of that game. I still
funny.
Have the score sheet.
You're still living off the high of that, huh?
Still living off the high. And you still owe me $170 from when we went bowling.
That video popped up in my memories like a week or two ago. So that
How many years ago was that?
Don't even remember. It had to have been more than 10 years ago.
Well, you owe me $170. And with the juice running on that, it's probably $1,000 by
we
now.
We better get to clickbait. We're running out of time here. Go to our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy on Facebook. I want to introduce you to something that I've never heard of. This video, for some reason, is making the rounds of a dude that is an expert throat whistler. You ever heard of
what
throat whistling?
No, what is that?
He can whistle in his throat, and then he moves his lips like he's singing, and it kind of sounds like the song that he's whistling to. It's the strangest thing. It's some
Is it obnoxious?
Guy, absolutely, some guy named Ralph something or other, and it's actually a clip from Johnny Carson. So I don't know why it's making the rounds right now. But
Johnny Carson.
I know. This is a throwback Friday, okay?
Okay.
Gotcha. Your grandparents are going to love the clickbait today of the throat whistler. Seriously, though, check it out. It's crazy. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.